It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. Black, you, Roberto, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's over the telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They give us a lot of love. They love us right back. And look, in today's day and age, we know what it's about. We only get you for a brief period of time. It's about radio on the go. Everybody's heading off to work, getting the kids off to school, doing whatever you need to do to get your day jump started. And we talk about it all the time. We get you for a brief period of time. We'd love to have you aboard with us. And the ways to go about doing that is by grabbing that particular platform onto your particular device and making sure that we are the particular choice of radio show that you want to listen to. You get iHeart, you get Stitcher, you get TuneIn, download it onto your iPhone, download it onto your Android, download it onto your iPoppy, your tablet, your laptop, even your personal home device computer, and away we go. And that's not such a bad thing. Look, we give you the best of interviews. We have a whole lot of fun. We managed to get into deep subjects, and I don't mean deep in, oh, my God, look how smart I am. I mean deep in that we explore it a heck of a lot differently than most of the people that do what we do for a business. And that's not such a bad thing. Gives you a little bit of a different perspective. And maybe when you head to the old water cooler at work today, somebody says, yeah, you know, they should do this with the number four draft pick. And you go, well, you know something, maybe not. Maybe they should go in this direction, X, Y, Z. And somebody looks at you and go, that guy's pretty smart. Well, we'd like to think that we give you a little bit of that here on The Attack. Now, personally, we've got a lot of stuff that we'd like to talk about. One of the things that we really like to talk about is participation of the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. They're out there, rain, shine, heat, cold, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They have no choice in the matter. They're deployed all over the world. They're targets because of the uniform that they wear. So if you see somebody in a uni and they're in line grabbing a cup of coffee, whatever the circumstances are, well, guess what? Thank them. Thank them. Maybe even buy them that cup of coffee and be on your way because they're doing what we're not willing to do. All right. So as you get out today, make sure you go about your business in a very good way. Let's tap out right here. We'll come back. Set the table.
I'm Chris Walls and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Welcome back to the Attack. Black here, you there. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA if Twitter is more your thing. And for many of you, we know that it is. So feel free to reach out and touch someone. And, well, you know, maybe not. Maybe just communicate. And that's okay. The plenty to talk about here in the old world of sports. And we got a couple of guests today as well. Michael Esper, who you may know from Nurse Jackie, who'll be on at 8:40. Talk about his new project. And Russell Carlton, who'll be on at 9:40. To talk about his new book, and that's a.m. Eastern time, if you're so inclined. So we'll be talking to them. That'll be fun, and we'll explore that road a little bit. But plenty to talk about here in the world of sports. Final Four will be happening over the weekend, and we'll be getting into that a little bit. Baseball opened up, and we will get into that a little bit, and some interesting stories floating around the old world of sports as we go forward, including Kevin Durant getting thrown out of the first game that he came back, which to me, with everything that went on, and there's some good stories, there's some ant stories going on. 76ers Joel Embiid has an orbital fracture. And for a team that I would not have wanted to face in the first round of the playoffs, this is he also has a concussion. He has an orbital fracture in his left eye, and they're performing surgery on him. He could be back in 2 to 4 weeks. The playoffs begin in 2 weeks on April 14th. I hope they don't rush him back. He is a treasure as far as the talent goes. It was a freak accident. It was a collision with his own teammate. They were both hustling for the basketball in a 118-101 win over the New York Knicks. But they took him to the locker room, evaluated him. They got him right to the hospital. And they did it. Initially, they did the concussion protocol. He passed it. But then he began having symptoms. But the eye was the more important thing. And this was early in the game, 20 seconds into the second quarter. And ugly. Ugly. Now, he's been playing full-time now. The process, which that's a phrase I'm hoping I never hear again. Joel Embiid stayed healthy all year. Now, they timed it out when they were using him and how they were going about doing their business with him. And there was no real issues. None of the foot stuff popped up. And yeah, you know, it was they whatever they were having to deal with and whatever they were having to do, they were able to do it. And they were a team, and they still are a team that I would not be wanting to face in the playoffs. But they are a much better team with Joel Embiid, and absolutely no question that going forward with Joel Embiid, they're going to be able to make some hay in the playoffs, let's put it that way. And if that ends up being the case where they cannot go forward with him, it's going to make a difference. And all of a sudden, they're not as imposing a basketball team. He's the best center in basketball. You know, I'm going to talk Anthony Davis as being a power forward. He's the best center in basketball. And he doesn't have anybody in the league that can contend with him when his game is on. And I think when it comes right down to it, there are a couple of guys who are close as far as they're good players, but there's nobody that really has his skill set, his abilities, his ability to alter a game like Joel Embiid. And I hope that this is a short-term thing that he can come back from relatively easy. He's going to wear a mask when he comes back. I mean, they haven't even talked about that, but that's the reality. And that can alter what happens and how you perform and how you're comfortable on the basketball court. We'll see. You know, we'll see. You know, when he's in the lineup, and this is advanced stats from the NBA, they outscore opponents by 11.5 points per 100 possessions, better than the Houston Rockets with their full lineup, which is 9.3. When Embiid goes to the bench, the Sixers are outscored by 4 points per 100 possessions. And that's what the Knicks are outscored by. And Brett Brown's done a nice job because, you know, people have a tendency to forget. These are kids who had limited exposure to the NBA. You know, and Embiid has certainly had limited exposure. Simmons sat out all of last year. Simmons is usually on the bench when Embiid is on the court and vice versa. No, I'm sorry, the other way around. My bad. Simmons is on the court more than 80% of the time when Embiid is on the bench. But with Simmons, but not Embiid, the Sixers are outscored by 2.3 points per 100 possessions. So, you know, it's been better since the All-Star break. They're deeper since the trade deadline where they got Marco Bellinelli and Ilyashova. Gives them an opportunity to play without the old traditional backup center. But then they fall into the they're just like everybody else category. And when he's in the lineup, they're just not like everybody else. They're better than everybody else. Now, you know, as far as the overall standings go, that 3-4 between Cleveland and Toronto and Philadelphia is very close. So, and Toronto's keeping an eye on that. You know, people, this is where they forget that this is the time of year, and people aren't tanking because, you know, look, out west, you can't lose a game right now. But Philadelphia is a half game back of Cleveland for the three hole. Now, Cleveland would be facing the Wiz. I mean, Philadelphia would be facing the Wiz if they can climb into that third hole. Without Embiid, that's a toss-up. With Embiid, they're the prohibitive favorite, I think. And then Cleveland be facing Indiana. 6, 7, and 8 are set in the East. It's Washington, Miami, and the Bucks. In what particular order remains to be seen because there's a few games left. But 3, 4, and 5 are wide open. And the Celtics have made it a little interesting with Toronto. Because Celtics have been playing good basketball, but so have Toronto. They're both 7-3 in their last 10. So, again, there's a little bit of juggling going on here. But it's going to be very difficult, I would imagine, for Embiid to get back in 2 weeks. And they're saying 2 to 4 weeks. Chances are pretty good he's going to miss the first round. you know, if he's missing the first round against Indiana, there's no guarantee they're going to win that first round. If they're missing the first round against Washington, same deal. And Washington's slumped off a little bit recently. But that concept of team basketball that they play, it's been getting it done since John Wall went out. And John Wall's coming back. So we'll see. And they lost to Detroit 103-92 in a pretty bad loss. So we'll see. But tough injury. I saw it. It was pretty gruesome. Well, not as bad as it looked, but it was pretty gruesome. I felt bad for the kid. Let's tap out right there. We'll come back. We're going to run to the entrance of more NBA and have a little bit of fun with that before we move on to other things. I'm Bob Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Nice. Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you, Robert Spinning. Pretty good stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY. Talking basketball, talking Joel Embiid. Freak injury. Man, tough stuff. What are you going to do? It's unfortunate. We'll see how it plays out. And again, 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71 if Twitter is more your thing. And for many of you, it is. Heat beat the Bulls 103-92, keeping their playoff hopes going. San Antonio beat OKC 103-99. Like I said, you can't lose a game out west right now. Pacers 106-103 against the Kings. Bucks 116 against the Warriors 107. East has been decided. Positioning is where it's going. Kevin Durant got tossed in his first game back. Freak went off for 32, but got help from Chris Middleton. If he ever figures out his game and how to be consistent with it, Eric Bledsoe is fit in. Jabari Parker off the bench. They signed Brandon Jennings to a contract for the rest of the year. They're doing a good job out there. They're doing a good job out there. They've already shortened the bench like they're playing in the playoffs, but they're going in that direction. I can't decide as to whether or not they're going to give Toronto grief or not if they end up staying in the 8-hole. They could move around. Durant had 10 points in 17 minutes before he got tossed. Durant, nobody can deny the talent, all right? And I don't blame him. I'm not one of those guys that beats the hell out of him for leaving OKC, okay? And I spent a good part of my life in Oklahoma City. Let's put it that way. I consider it my second home. But he comes back from the rib injury. And there's 2 seconds left in the first half. He's got 10 points scored. He gets himself thrown out of the game. He said the magic word. Well, you figure it out. He drives through three defenders. Doesn't get the foul call. Trey Maddox tees him up. And then he drops the F-bomb or the CS-bomb or something like that. And that's it. But, you know, Durant's just, I don't know, the more I see him, the more I get the opinion that he's just not that bright. Not that bright as a basketball player, not that bright as a human being. And I don't really go down that road with people, particularly that I don't know. But between what he does on the basketball court sometimes, because he just, it's almost like, he was this mild-mannered kid in Oklahoma City who was playing on an elite level with a great teammate, actually two great teammates before they got rid of James Harden, who was criticized for not being aggressive enough. And again, for anybody who thinks that athletes don't listen to people like me and to sports writers and to various different people who criticize and critique what they're doing on the court, you're out of your mind. The great majority of them, some tune it out, but the great majority of them listen. And he, ever since he got this, oh, Kevin Durant soft thing going about him, he's been going out of his way to prove that he's not. But he does it in a way that, well, first of all, he could have and should have ignored it. Because he was doing his talking on the basketball court. Guys wanted to, at the time we left OKC, was one of the top 10 players in the sport, and he's probably the best player in the sport, you know, with the exclusion of a guy named LeBron. Now, you know, it's close. You know, would you take him or AD? Would you take him or Steph? I mean, you know, I don't want to get into that debate. But he's an amazingly skilled basketball player who, honestly, doesn't have to prove anything to anybody. Just go out, do your job. That shuts people up. You take a poll of the NBA basketball players, I guarantee you it's not going to come up as Kevin Durant is soft. Kevin Durant can do anything he wants on a basketball court. You put the basketball in his hand, he could play point guard if he wanted to. You know, so it this inexplicable chip that he plays with on his shoulder now. It's different for LeBron. LeBron's one of the 10 best players in the history of the game. I don't get into this he's better than Michael stuff and all that. And, you know, by the way, if you never saw Wilt play or you never saw Russell play, I mean, we're having another discussion altogether anyway. But he's one of the 10 best players ever to suit up. All right? Kevin could fall into that category if he just continues to play. But ever since he's gone to Golden State, it's turned into this, I have to prove to the world that I'm a tough guy on top of my ability to play basketball. And to me, when he does stuff like this, number one, it shows like, you know, he's not too bright. I got to be honest about it. Because it's amazing the inopportune spots that he picks to decide that he's going to show the world he's a tough guy. And then the stuff that he says off the court, you know, again, you can say whatever you want as an athlete. Just make sure you're informed before you open up your yap. And for the most part, he's not. Let's put it that way. But with that being said, he goes in. His team's struggling. They're going to finish behind Houston. So they're locked into the two hole. But they do need to play a little bit more cohesively. Steph's out for the first round, probably two rounds of the playoffs. Draymond's hurt. And Klay Thompson has a broken thumb. They need you in there performing, not getting tossed out because you didn't get a foul call. And, oh, by the way, tough guy Kevin now leads the NBA with 5 ejections and has 14 technical fouls, too short of the threshold for a one-game mandatory suspension. So he wasn't even thinking as far as that goes. So he got teed up twice. And now he's on the precipice of, if it happens in the playoffs, he'll get tossed and he'll lose a game. His response, I guess I could talk to them a little better, I guess. And this is where, I'm sorry, this is where Steve Kerr, I think, falls short as a basketball coach. Because Steve Kerr is a self-appointed social warrior. And I understand you have to keep in concert with your team. Well, what are you, afraid to talk to your stars and tell them to pull their head out of their chute? That somehow you're going to lose your job? Because I'm having that conversation. Hey, dummy, shut up. You want to be a leader? Be a leader. Getting teed up for a non-foul call twice is not being a leader. And, oh, by the way, the guy who's every bit as good as you are, and maybe getting better once he develops some level of an outside shot, dropped 32 on you on 14 of 18 shooting. Maybe that's why he ended up getting tossed out, because he knew he was going to have that kind of night. Antetokounmpo can do anything on a basketball court. And athletically, he's actually better than Durant. You know, once LeBron steps aside, and you think about this, and you know, there's always going to be other players in the mix, but let's just say, I don't know, LeBron's game starts to level off 2 years from now. It's going to be Antetokounmpo and Kevin Durant that they're going to be talking about. Durant's a few years older. You know, and his peak will end first. He's 29. But Antetokounmpo is going to be the best player in this league within a year or two. He's 23 years old. He's doing things that nobody else does. And he doesn't have an outside shot yet. Yet. He go get one. And when he does, woohoo! No joke. So, I see these things, and I look at teams, and I look at leadership, and, you know, again, I'm not going to go down that road of Kevin Durant doesn't deserve his ring or whatever the story. You know, you need to take that no further than what happened with LeBron and his group. They decided they wanted to play together because they could win a ring. Well, Golden State already had a ring. Well, yeah, they did. But they got better by adding him. Oklahoma City hates him. Bay Area loves him. And he got his ring. And he's going to get more. Not this year, but he's going to get more. And I have no problem with wanting to win. But what I do have a problem with is when the brain doesn't connect to the mouth. And it just doesn't with him. And I can't figure out why. He thinks the whole world is against him for some reason, when in reality, most of the world is rooting for him. Michael Esper on the other side. We're going to have a lot of fun with that interview right after this short time out. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Black here, you there. Michael Esper joining us here on the Attack. Welcome, Michael. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Based out of New York, as I am, it's always good to see stage actors and talk to them and all that kind of good stuff. But you're doing well in all aspects of the entertainment career, film, television, the whole nine yards. Talk about your latest project a little bit.
Yeah, I've worked on a show called Trust that just aired last Sunday on FX at 10 p.m. It's about the Getty family, and specifically like the kidnapping of the Getty grandson in Italy and the mystery surrounding that and all that controversy, and it was cool, man. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, you talk about being able to sink your teeth into a good character. J.P. Getty Jr., I mean, like you said, there was controversy. Nobody knew whether it was staged because of the Patty Hearst thing. And again, a big, well-known, rich family. And one of the heirs gets kidnapped. And that must have been quite something to explore.
Yeah, it was an incredible thing. You know, like, I didn't know a lot about the kidnapping before I started working on the show. And I knew about the family, of course. But the more I dug into it and the more I read those scripts and did all my, like, background homework and stuff like that, it's just so fascinating and so compelling. And it just gets deeper and deeper. And, I mean, you know, like, whether or not he had a hand in getting himself kidnapped or not is sort of left up to the viewer a little bit. But it was amazing stuff to get to work on and learn about, and it's real cool.
Yeah, I mean, in the time frame, it wasn't exactly at the same time, but Patty Hearst got kidnapped as well, and hers, you know, she did get kidnapped, but then she came around to joining the Sabinese Liberation Army, and her life was never the same again after that. And yet, if I refresh my memory, didn't they take a part of his ear as far as the kidnapping?
Yeah. Yeah, down the road, in order to try and get the family to pay up and prove that the kidnapping was legitimate. You know, because little Paul, he was, you know, he was kind of a screw up, and he was living in Italy, and
right.
And everybody knew that he was the heir to this incredible fortune, and he was hard up for money. You know, he got himself into trouble, he worked up some debts, and he knew some unsavory guys, and things got out of hand. So at one point, yeah, they cut off part of his ear and send it to the family to try and show them how serious it is and get them to pay up, which, I mean,
Michael,
I cannot imagine.
Michael Esper here in the attack. I you know, it to me, it was interesting in that I used to live on the Upper East Side and dealt with trust fund babies, you know, and for the most part, they were some of the dumbest human beings to ever walk the planet. You know, they had mom and dad's money, and they decided it was either going to go up their nose or down their throat, or, you know, whatever the circumstances were. And Junior was kind of in that category, just on a larger scale. I mean, like you said, he was really a screw up. Why don't you explore a little bit with us some of the ways he was leading his life leading up to the kidnapping?
I mean, it's tough because, you know, even though he was certainly, you know, kind of a screw-up, kind of a playboy. I mean, he was so young, you know, he was a teenager. You know, he's living down there in Italy, he's trying to find himself. You know, even though the family itself has all of this money, you know, the home that he came from was kind of broken, and all these people, they have this kind of sickness that's sort of passed down from generation to generation. Just this kind of, like, lack of real value in themselves and in their lives. And so they're just constantly looking for something to, you know, like, make them a real person, you know, and get out from under this name and this kind of legacy. And I mean, yeah, so it's wild, man. It's wild stuff.
See, I you know, to tie it into the world of sports a little bit, and I don't know if you're a sports fan or not, but a lot of times when we talk about athletes that screw up on this show, not on this show particularly, but in the world of sports, a lot of times they're 19, 20, 21-year-old kids. And, I mean, in theory, you're supposed to be an adult at that point. But I talk about a lot about how, because everybody, they're ready to dump on them and write them off. And, oh, my God, look at what, you know. And I'll give you an example here locally, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. I don't know if you've heard of him or not, but he's got a lot of money in his bank account. He goes over to Paris. He's laying on a bed with a model. Evidently, the model's snorting blow or smoking a blunt or whatever the circumstances are. And everybody's screaming at him like it's the end of the world. Now, should he have posted a video or a picture? No, probably not. But when I think of myself at that age, if I had that kind of ching in my bank account, please, I know exactly what I would have been doing, and it wouldn't have been good. So I can understand how it would have been difficult for Getty Jr. to explore and expand his life when all around him he didn't ever had to worry about money until, you know, he started blowing it and it, go in the process of screwing up your life.
Well, I mean, I know exactly what you mean. Like when I consider myself, I mean, it's tough because you don't. I know it's like, oh, shed a tear for the poor rich. You know what I mean? But yeah. Like at the same time, I consider myself incredibly lucky that I didn't have all the things that I didn't like get all the things I wanted when I wanted them. You know, when I was really young. Because I think there is a kind of it's very dangerous to have. To have all that stuff be totally unchecked, you know, to have the ego unchecked, to be able to do all those things. And, yeah, you're just a kid. And I think there's a way in which that kind of wealth can also kind of arrest your development, you know yeah. what I mean, and kind of keep you from having to grow up and, like, learn the kind of tough lessons that people who don't have access to that have to learn. There's a course of, like, making their way in the world, you know. And I think there's it kind of... Even just having, even though, you know, those kids, they didn't have access to the whole fortune when they were young, but even the possibility of it functioned as a kind of, like, poison in their lives and in their heads, you know? And they had no role model. I mean,
yeah.
Getty's father, he's living this really wild life, you know? He's incredibly stingy, he's paranoid, he lives with this harem of women. You know what I mean? This estate in London. It's a crazy life. I mean, that's their dad. You know, I mean, that's the person they're supposed to be modeling themselves after. It's, I mean, I really feel for those kids. I think they had a real challenge in terms of figuring themselves out.
Yeah, and I think you raise a good point there. You know, you look at, I mean, kids are still kids. It doesn't matter if you're a rich yeah. kid, you're a poor kid. Kids are still kids. And the only way yeah. you learn is through your parents.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what kind of education you're getting. I mean, great, book is a book. You learn how to read. You don't learn how to read. You learn how to count. You don't learn how to count. But you learn about how to lead your life through your parents. And if that's your role yeah. model, you know, what's your background? How were you raised?
Me, I grew up, I was born here in the city, and then I grew up in Jersey. You know, I had like a suburban upbringing. You know, my parents were both acting teachers. You know, we had like a comfortable middle-class life. You know, and I always felt very fortunate in it. And, but, you know, when you start looking at the way people, some people with that kind of wealth live and what it does to their lives, that kind of access and power, and I mean, it is a completely different world. It's like they're living in a completely different world than everybody else.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I was raised by a cop and a secretary.
You know, yeah, yeah.
My mom used to say, "You want clean clothes? Here's the washer."
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Even though we were
comfortable, you know, my dad grew up in the Depression. You know what I mean? And yeah. so he still he still had that kind of mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember my father, when he went to buy his apartment in New York, when my family was finally ready to move back to the city, I remember coming into my dad's bedroom and seeing him sitting on the edge of the bed with his head in his hands. I said, "Dad, what's wrong?" And he's like, "Oh, it just seems like all the money in the world, you know?"
Yeah.
And that just really stayed with me, you know? And that's not something that these guys will ever experience.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, it's funny. My dad, I have a similar story. My dad, when I was a kid, you know, you saw the commercials, and I wanted mom to go out to the grocery store and get Cheerios for us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
My dad refused to allow it, and yeah. it was the weirdest thing. And what I found out was during the Depression that they would send home a giant bag of rolled oats as the cereal for kids to make sure right. the kids were fed. So he associated Cheerios with the Depression, and he wouldn't allow it in his house.
Right, right, yeah.
So I get it. Listen, I want to keep you on the fast track because I like Art, and he gets ticked off when we don't keep people on schedule.
yeah, sure.
So give me the 411 about the new projects, and we'll get you on your way, and hopefully we can continue this conversation somewhere down the line because this was fun.
Yeah, man, it was a blast. I mean, it's called Trust. It's on FX. Sunday night at 10. It's an incredible group of people. Danny Boyle was the director of the first couple episodes and producer, and Simon Beaufoy wrote it. And, Brendan Fraser, Donald Sutherland, Hilary Swank, Paris Dickinson. It's just an incredible cast. It's, like, beautifully acted, shot in such an exciting way. It's really cool storytelling. I love the show. I'm really proud of it. I hope people watch.
And what's your social media, pal?
Oh, I'm Airstream Alley on Twitter. And that's it. That's where I'm at.
All right. Appreciate the couple minutes. Look, continued success. And I hope we can continue this somewhere down the line. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, me too. Thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. Michael Esper here in the Attack. And that was a good time. That was a good time. He gets it. You can hear it. He gets it. You know, that's when you're deep going into roles and you've got to be able to separate the reality from the fiction. You can see how he's doing it. I saw him the first time on Broadway in American Idiot. He originated the role of Will. That was good times. Talented dude. So we have fun. We like enjoying that kind of stuff. Back to the brief time that we have here. A little bit of the NBA. And, it's, again, playoffs are being juggled and everything right now. Kings played again in Sacramento last night. No disruption before the game. So that was good. And the other thing, and this is where I'll be curious to see how this plays out. It's amazing how in the course of two seasons, Isaiah Thomas has gone from this incredible human being who played through the death of his sister, who helped the Celtics achieve their success, to somebody who now has a very questionable NBA career going forward. He had hip surgery. This is cleaning up all the joint inflammation debris from the injury last year, which, again, people were saying he was going to have surgery. He didn't have it. He rested. He played through. He played a grand total of 32 games this year. It was like a dozen for the Cavaliers and then with the Lakers. He didn't play until January 2nd. And they shut him down. Can't do it. But the team evidently likes him. So if they can cut some kind of deal, I think it'll be a max deal. We'll see. Head for the exit ramp right now. We'll come back.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack on Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529 is the toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And again, we like having fun. Authors, actors, athletes, musicians, doesn't really matter. We have a good time here on the Attack. And I did find it interesting in talking to him that it was not, and you know, you've listened to me long enough now, we do explore that avenue of when athletes get into trouble. You know, some of them are just stupid, you know, getting around it. But some of them come from backgrounds that just are deprived or challenged or whatever the circumstances are. And, you know, they, all of a sudden, you got six figures in your bank account on a regular basis. And then when you hit the mother load, you have even more than that. And you got everybody around you. The vultures are around you. Sometimes the vultures are in your own family. Gimme, gimme, gimme. You got to take care of me. Because I was around and I knew you. I lent you a quarter once. Therefore, no joke. Like I said, and I've told this story 100 times, I'll always remember Andrew Blotch. And when that kid marched out with his entourage, and Joe and I just looked at each other and went, oh my God, he'll be lucky if he has a bank account by the time this is all said and done. And it took him a long time to figure it out, but fortunately it looks like he did. But still, you know, you see that kind of stuff and you say to yourself, oh boy, here we go. I feel for these kids. I really do. Some of them figure it out. Some don't. Some pay the price. Some don't. Anyway, that's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here on The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We will breathe new life
into your very rundown highways, railways, and waterways.
President Trump speaking there in Ohio yesterday, touting his plans to upgrade the nation's infrastructure. However, those plans have stalled in Congress recently. This morning, counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says the president is hoping for a bipartisan solution.
He's asking the Democrats to come to the table. And in the omnibus last week, there was $21 billion toward infrastructure spending. That's a good start. But there are many administrative actions and fixes this president can take and is looking at very closely.
A nuclear missile test conducted today, not by North Korea, but this time by Russia. The Kremlin says it successfully tested its new ICBM called, and this is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
From PureFlix comes God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness. Even in life's darkest valleys, a small flame can light the way toward healing and hope.
We are called to be a light in the darkness.
Starring David A.R. White and John Corbett.
My God's not dead.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now playing. More information is available at godsnotdead.com.
A suspected cop killer killed himself in Kentucky overnight, as police say James DeCourcy had yesterday posed as a police officer when he pulled over off-duty real police officer Philip Meacham and fatally shot him. They killed DeCourcy in Clarksville overnight.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
You might want to keep your eyes on the skies through this weekend, as the United States is at risk of getting hit by some fiery space debris. A 9-ton Chinese space station is expected to fall through the atmosphere. Some large pieces of it could crash onto the Earth within the next few days. Experts trying to track it say the possible impact zone includes a lot of the United States, everywhere from Maryland to Northern Virginia to Wyoming and Missouri, parts of Kansas. But then again, it also includes places like Japan. Some say you have a better chance of winning tonight's $500 million Mega Millions prize than of getting hit with any debris. This is USA Radio News.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Experts say the projected landing zones for debris from a Chinese space station that's expected to fall to the Earth over the next few days stretch across the world. Emergency officials in Michigan are particularly concerned, since the southern lower peninsula is in that projected landing zone. Because it could be hit by debris, Michigan State Police say they and officials across western Michigan remain on high alert. The Trump administration ready to roll back fuel economy standards that are meant to curb greenhouse gas emissions. The EPA is expected to announce it's going to weaken the Obama-era fuel economy rules. That announcement expected within the next few days. Several companies, including TripAdvisor, Nutrish, and Wayfair, announcing they're going to stop advertising during host Laura Ingraham's Fox News show after she posts a negative tweet about a survivor of the South Florida school shootings. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Ingraham faced criticism from gun control advocates at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School and their supporters after she posted a tweet about one student's college rejections. Hogg, one of the more vocal students among the gun control advocates, responded by posting a list of 12 companies that advertised during Laura Ingraham's program. Hogg urged his followers to call one of the advertisers. Ingraham offered an apology, saying that Hogg should be proud of his GPA.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Oh, wow, I just got an email. I have $5.5 million in a Nigerian bank account, and single Asian women find me attractive. Woo! Damn, my day is good. Russell Carlton here in hour two. Russell's an author, and we will be talking to him. He wrote a book called The Shift. And we'll be talking to him on this Good Friday. And plenty more in the world of sports, obviously. It's a fun show. And this is the kind of stuff we like. Keeping it mixed, keeping it varied, keeping it real here on The Attack. You know, you're on your devices right now. A little rainy up here in New York. Thank God it's not snowing. And people are out jogging a little bit, even through the raindrops, walking the dog. Garbage man just picked up in my neighborhood. That's a tough job. That is a tough job, man. Whatever they get paid, they deserve. And they're all plugged in, even the guys in the back of the truck, like I just saw. Got earphones in, so they're listening to something, hopefully me. Reality is that we only get you for a brief period of time, and we want you listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and specifically to The Attack. And you can go about it any way you want. You're on your personal device. Download the platforms, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, / talk. We're right there. All you got to do is type in The Attack, and we're ready to go. And if you're sitting at your desk already, which on Good Friday, a lot of people want to get a jump start in the day and then cut out halfway through, which is certainly understandable, beat the traffic. You go to Sports Byline USA, click on the Listen Live. We're streaming. And, man, it's a lot more reliable than it used to be. So check out the show. Check out the interviews. And we're all good. No joke. American Forces Radio Network, you know how we feel about you. You're in the uni. We thank you. We love you. Let's head for the exit ramp right here. We'll come back, set the table for hour two of The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me. Welcome back. Oh, that's good. I'm actually comforting to know. That's good. Pope Benedict, Pope Francis decided there's no hell. Okay. That's good to know. I can get in a lot of trouble and not worry about it. Russell Carlton at 40 after the hour. And we'll talk to him a little bit about his new book. And we shall have fun with that. But in a world of sports, lots of stuff going on. Not the least of which is Major League Baseball. Thank goodness, is back and going. And then we'll talk about the Final Four as well, which that'll jumpstart mañana with the finale on Monday. Loyola and Michigan, Kansas and Villanova. What a great Final Four. Down in the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. It's good stuff. Seriously, good stuff. Good matchups, fun storylines, Sister Jean, the whole nine yards. I hate to sidetrack here because I'm going to Major League Baseball first, but I've heard people, I've had enough of Sister Jean. Really? A 95-year-old nun who gave permission to sell her likeness on T-shirts and sweatshirts and then give the money back to the university? You can't fix stupid. She's overexposed. Hello? It's the freaking storyline, you morons. I just don't get it sometimes. I really don't. Maybe it's me. Disagree with that anytime you want, Robert. Again, the phone number 1-800-878-PLAY at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Auto shows in New York this week. Starts today. That's fun. I love the auto show. I really do. It's a good time. You see the concept cars. Some of them come to fruition, some don't. But you can see why engineers and designers love working on cars, which is why the self-driving car, to me, will never take hold. in this country. What it will enable people to do is when you hit a certain age, you're just not allowed to drive anymore. You want to have a car? Cool. Buy a self-driving car, and you ain't allowed to drive it, except in emergency situations. You can put old people, you know, the Florida crowd and the thing, you know, 82 years old, and you still insist upon being behind the wheel of a car, we'll put you in that car, and it can drive you to the early bird. Because I'm fast approaching. Believe me, I ain't giving up my car. I want to drive faster. I'm hoping I can save enough up for a vet. No joke. I'm a damn good driver. I ain't no Emerson Fittipaldi, but I'm close. Okay. But I am a really good driver, and I love driving fast. I remember sitting in a traffic jam in D.C. one time. I was heading down to Florida, taking the loop around D.C., and it was just backed up, wall to wall to wall to wall to wall. And it finally cleared, and I was in my Stang, and I shot out of traffic, man. And I just, this trooper stopped, stepped right in front of me, pulled me down. I pulled over. And he goes, "You have any idea how fast you were going?" I said, "Yeah, man, I was going with the flow of traffic." He goes, "No, you were the flow of traffic." And he was nice enough to give me a warning. Yeah, I like driving fast. And the auto show is cool. You go in, you see those concept cars. It's like, I want one. How much will that cost? $250,000. Great. Sign me up. I'm good. That's where my ex used to just shake her head and go, "This is why I'm not going to marry you." But anyway, back to Major League Baseball. Opening day yesterday. Some good games. Giancarlo Stanton. Ain't no New York thing here. Two home runs right off the bat. That's pretty good. That was pretty good. The guy hits bombs. Bombs. Hit one in his first at-bat, hit one in the ninth inning. And see, here's the thing, and this is what should scare the American League. All right? He hit the first one to right field, and he hit the second one to right center. He ain't even pulling the baseball. And if he's able to do that, forget about it. They're going to win a lot of baseball games. No joke. And he wasn't hitting it off no chump either. Jay Happ. And according to StatCast, it was the hardest home run ever hit to the opposite field. Ever. Make Aaron Boone look like a genius. And then he hit one off Tyler Clippard, which I can hit one off Tyler Clippard, but 434 feet. Oof-ah. And they won. And they clinched the pennant. So it's a good day in Yankee land. Hey, you know, they're going to have their ups and downs, but this lineup is just too much to deal with. It just is. There's only going to be a couple teams standing at the end of the year that could have the opportunity to beat this Yankee team, and it's going to be Cleveland and it's going to be Houston and maybe the Red Sox within their own division, but we'll see. But this is exactly how they wanted to get off. It wasn't a monumental pasting, but they got 6 runs on 11 hits, including the 2 home runs, 4 RBIs for Giancarlo. Judge went 2-for-4, so he got on base. Sanchez went 1-for-5, and Hicks went 2-for-4. Bottom of the lineup didn't do too much. I still think that Gregorius should be hitting in front of Hicks, but hey. Tyler Austin, Neil Walker splitting first base until Greg Bird comes back, if Greg Bird comes back. The bottom of their lineup is not great. And I mean, Gregorius is a very good hitter. He's going to be fine. But Drury, Walker, Austin, that combo thereof of how they're splitting it, they're not putting the fear of God into anybody. I just watched the two home runs. Goodness gracious. 434 feet on the second one. Hit off the tier. Ouch. Pitching got it done. Severino went 5-2. One hit, three walks, seven Ks. They got him out. Bullpen took care of their business. Aroldis is still throwing at 100. You know, this isn't a difficult formula. And like I said, J.A. Happ's no chump. But he got lit up. And get used to it, the rest of the league, because this is the direction it's going to go in. Cubbies won. Right off the bat, they beat the Marlins, who managed to score four runs. I'm impressed. Who pitched for the Cubs? Lester. Yeah, he didn't have too good of a day. Three innings, seven hits. Nothing to write home about. But that's all right. Cubs did win. All that matters. Let's head for the ramp. When we come back, more baseball, and then we'll dive into the basketball before we get to our guest. Right after this short timeout, don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Slow hands never bad. You're back with the Attack, Black U. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Like I said, a little Clapton's never a bad thing. Interesting. Mets and the Cardinals. Mets 9-4. Syndergaard had a weird game, but dominant. Walked out with a 6 ERA, but no walks. Struck out 10. He gave up 2 home runs. He had juice on that fastball yesterday. And you can see the difference between Mickey Callaway and Terry Collins right away. And a couple of things. Well, Carlos Martinez had nothing. I mean, he's a very good pitcher, but he had no command of the strike zone. He was walking guys left and right, and the Cardinals paid the price on it. But Syndergaard, I don't think he touched 100 yesterday, but the difference was that he had his great stuff. The Mets got themselves an 8-4 lead, took it into the seventh inning, and Callaway, there was no hesitation. There was no discussion. Gazelman went in. The bullpen took care of their business, and they got out with the victory. Nobody was talking anybody into anything. Everybody contributed. He used a lot of players. Cespedes got off to a really good start with a couple of clutch hits. Jay Bruce, the same thing. Adrian Gonzalez, same thing. After having a miserable spring, went 2-for-4 and had a key RBI, 2-out hit. One of the things that I noticed, Kevin Plawecki starting instead of Darnell, and they're on a strict platoon. They're going to play whatever the Callaway figures the matchup is because they're tired of waiting for Travis Darnell. They're just tired of it. And if he can prove that he can hit his way into the lineup with consistent hitting, they'll play him. And if it's more of the, well, today we hit, tomorrow we don't, he's going to split and they're going to get rid of him. For a guy who was, a number one draft pick and has bounced, but was a key component within the trade that they made for Noah Syndergaard, he's not there, and he isn't there. And his game doesn't improve. He's had a lot of opportunities to improve his game, particularly defensively. There's no consistency in his hitting, and they're done with it. On the other side of the coin, Plawecki worked on his hitting. He's not a slugger. He never will be. But he's become much more selective, and he's putting the ball in play. He always hit on the minor league level. It's when he got to the major league level, he didn't hit. And he's kind of figured it out again. For the Cardinals, weird day. Like I said, Jose Martinez, very nice, had a home run. He's a big boy. And he gives pop in the middle of that lineup. And Yadier Molina is just ageless. He hit one off the foul pole to get things started for the Cardinals, but he just kills the Mets. Time in, time out. So, we'll see. Twins off to a good start. No, I'm sorry. They lost 3-2 to the Orioles, and that's what the Orioles need because they're not going to hit much. Jones hits a home run, a walk-off in extra innings. That's exactly what they need to do. Tight pitching, good defense, and the occasional hit. It will get it done for them. Talked about the Yankees. Astros off to a good start. 4-1 against the Rangers. Verlander had a really good game to start out with. George Springer had a home run in his first at-bat, and the Rangers are going to be bad. Get used to it down in Texas. They're going to be bad. Rays and the Red Sox. 6-4. Boston's already panicking. Alex Cora's managerial debut comes with a loss. Tampa Bay gets it done. Pretty good pitching by Pruitt. Not bad at all. They're trying to go youth movement up there, down there. We'll see. Athletics and the Angels. Albert 2-for-5. Otani DH'd 1-for-5. Richards gave up 4 runs and 7 hits in 5 innings, and if he pitches like that, they're going to lose a lot of games. That's what it comes down to. Oakland better on this day. 1-11 to win. Angels are going to disappoint. Telling you. Houston's going to run away with it again. I'm telling you. Braves beat the Phillies 8-5. Two teams to keep an eye on this year, quite honestly. I mean, no joke, because they both have really young, good talent. And again, as we go further along into the season, we'll explore all these teams and who's doing what and who's producing and who isn't, all that kind of fun. But they are going to be two teams to keep an eye on. And like I said, don't be surprised if the Phillies end up being a surprise and pushing the Mets for the wild card. I don't want to say for the division, but they've done some good things. Trick with them is going to be the pitching. They're going to hit. They got good young hitters on that team. But they made a lot of additions on the staff in the offseason. Dansby went 0-for-4. I don't know about this kid. I feel really bad for him in that, you know, they drafted him to be the hometown hero when they opened the new ballpark. That's exactly what they wanted. And they put so much pressure on this kid, they may have destroyed his career. 1-0-for-4 doesn't determine it, but he is one of those players I'm going to be keeping an eye on all year because the expectations are so high on this kid. Unbelievable amounts of pressure. Brewers 2-1 over the Padres. Brewers are going to be real good. As we talked about in our preview, Lorenzo Cain, Christian Yelich, Ryan Braun, Shaw, Santana, Pena. They get any level of pitching, they're going to be good. And they seem to think they're going to. Padres held in there. But as usual with the Padres, they don't hit. So we'll see. White Sox smoked the Royals 14-7. Big game, James. Still clunking around. He'll give you innings. He's a very good pitcher. Has been his whole career. Giants shut out the Dodgers. 1-0 in the toilet bowl. Good job. Pitcher's duel. Kershaw gave him 1-8 hits, 6 innings. Black was better. 5 innings, 3 hits. And he was able to shut it down. Joe Panic with the home run, and that was it. In fact, they were able to play the game. It was astounding. Because of the breaking of the sewer lines. They did a hell of a job out there getting that field prepared. And from what I saw in the highlights, nobody dove for a baseball. Understandable. No, I mean, no joke. They did yeoman's work getting that field ready to play. Yeah. grass should be really green in foul territory. Pirates, Tigers postponed. Nationals, Reds postponed due to weather. Diamondbacks took care of their business 8-2. Corbin with the win, Gray with the loss. Mariners beat the Indians 2-1. We'll see about the Mariners. I mean, look, King Felix is great. That was a pitching duel all the way. Who hits, who doesn't hit? That's literally what it comes down to. Nelson Cruz still hanging in there. Achiro played 0-2, hitting ninth, but they got him back in the lineup. And, look, he's legit. He still hits. Love that guy. Love that guy. Career 312 batting average. 44 years old. I don't know how much he's got left. They'll find out. Hopefully it's one of those things they don't end up having to cut him. Because that would be an ignominious way to go out. Let's be honest about it. So, that's what you don't want. It was a nice reunion. Everybody was happy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. And all that stuff's good. But hopefully they don't have to cut the guy because he's just lost it and he has nothing left. We'll see. Much better at a fourth outfielder at this point in his career. Russell Carlton, right after this brief timeout. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
My neighbors always ask me, "Hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?"
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get the yard you want all year long, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing nutrition and weed control to keep your lawn lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to The Attack, Bob Black. You, phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. We put it on hold for a couple of minutes as we're joined by Russell Carlton, who has written The Shift, The Next Evolution in Baseball Thinking, and he joins us here on The Attack. Good morning, Russell. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Life is amazing.
Life is amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I appreciate it each and every day, and I have a lot of fun with it. The Shift, The Next Evolution in Baseball Thinking. Intriguing title, provocative title. Talk about it a little bit.
Yeah, it's a baseball book. It's a numbers book, but it's a book that, you know, that when you say you're a numbers person in baseball, people say, oh, well, you must have something against the human element. Well, you know, my other hidden superpower is that I also have a degree in clinical psychology, and so I deal with the human element all the time. That's what I studied to do. And so what I wanted to do was I wanted to write a book about baseball, about the human element, and I didn't want it to be something where you fell for all kinds of sappy narratives. I wanted to actually look into it. What's the evidence? What goes on? How do people make decisions? How do things like thought and language affect the game? And at the same time, you know, introduce people to some of the newer stats that are out there about the game and how they actually work.
Yeah, that's where I saw you with your superpowers. You were in Black Panther. You didn't last long in that, but you were there. I remember that. Okay. It's interesting because, as you said, many people will make the argument that statistics are what is killing the game,
right,
the over-analytics. But I believe that, and considering that baseball is all about stats,
mm-hmm,
that it's just, as you said, the next evolution. I'm in sync with that, and I have no issue with analytics and overshifting on players and things along those lines. It's up to the hitters to adjust.
Yeah, it is. And even something as simple like yesterday, we saw on opening day, we saw the Astros pull a four-man outfield on Joey Gallo, and happened to be on this website called Twitter and everybody's like, well, why didn't he bunt? And, you know, I mean, the third base, they literally had nobody on the third base side of the infield.
Right.
But he didn't. He actually flew out to the guy who was a third baseman who was playing in left field.
There
needs to be some, at some point, there needs to be a counter adjustment. And actually, I talk about that. You know, why is it that I use David Ortiz as my avatar as the, why didn't David Ortiz bunt? And it was, you know, after a conversation I had with my dad while we were watching a game. And, it was one of those, yeah, players do need to make that adjustment. The other thing I find is that when you look a little deeper into the infield shift, and I promise the whole book's not about the infield shift, that's just the title, but when you look a little deeper into the infield shift, it actually, there's a case to be made that it's doing more harm than good for the teams that are actually doing the shifting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, statistically, you're right. Again, adjust.
Yeah.
It's funny because I believe that the fans themselves, and I didn't see the Red game yesterday. I got to be completely honest.
Okay.
I was focused on the Mets and the Yankees. Mm-hmm. Had Gallo dropped a bunt,
right,
the fans would have given him a standing ovation.
It probably would.
They would have. There's no doubt about it. When you sit in the stands and you listen, because that's one of the beauties of basketball. Of baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't move at the pace of basketball. It doesn't even move at the pace of football. So a lot of times when fans and fans who appreciate the game see what the defense is doing or a particular pitcher that comes in or whatever, they have an opportunity to discuss what's about to happen.
Yeah.
At least they think what's about to happen. So
yeah,
when they see the shift like that, I can't tell you how many games I've been at, mm-hmm, where they go, why don't you bunt the damn baseball?
Yeah, I think that question happens in everybody's mind at a game. And I mean, shifts happen so often now that, I mean, there were like 28,000 shifts last year in the game. So, I mean, you see a few each day. And, I mean, when I was writing the book, my working title, the publishing company suggested this one. I liked it better, too. But the one that the title I was working with was called The Thinking Game. And I'm interested in the fact that, you know, in baseball, because there's so much downtime, you have 20 seconds between pitches, and you're playing every night, and it's a six-month season, but there's just this constant grind of time, but there's a lot of time when there's time to reflect for a moment and to consider different things, and little mutations can appear in someone's head, and somebody goes, now that I have this time, what if we did this? And, 90% of the ideas may never, ever be followed up on in any way, but some of them do, and it changes over time. And I love watching how the game changes because of the way that, people have these cool ideas and how they're pursued. And, yep. That's the human element right there. Humans sit around and they tinker with things. They think about things. They think of ways to make things just a tiny bit better or a tiny bit different. And, when you pull open the numbers, you can start to see some of those things. And that's really what I was focusing on in the book. I wanted to, I have an entire chapter on the shift itself, but other things like, how do we evaluate a manager? And, what are the different things that a manager does, and what's his actual job? And, one of the things I found there was that we usually evaluate a manager by what he does, kind of pushing the buttons, hit and run, sack bunt, pinch hitting this guy for this guy. And there's actually evidence that says that, most of a manager's job is just kind of keeping guys fresh and keeping guys from wearing down over the course of a season.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. I mean, the in-game managing, particularly in the American League where there's not as much strategy, way overrated. It's more about managing the clubhouse, juggling personalities, keeping lines of communication open. One of the things, and people in my business and people in the writing business have a tendency to sometimes go into this, well, he handles players well.
Right. Yeah.
I hate that phrase.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's racist. I think it's condescending. I think it's something where you don't handle human beings.
Right.
You handle cattle.
Right.
What you have to do is communicate with human beings. And I think that is every bit as important a part of the game, particularly with the international personality of baseball as anything. But I want to delve into some things, and I try to get the commish on all the time, and he just refuses to do it because we're not that big of a show. I have issues with the way they're going about trying to transcend the game.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the demographics getting older, but you mentioned your father earlier in this conversation. What's your first memory of baseball with your dad?
I was 6 years old. I grew up in Cleveland. I went to this gigantic cavernous stadium that they knocked down a few years later called Cleveland Municipal Stadium, and some people out there hopefully spent a couple of days there. And I remember I went to a game, and he bought me a foot-long hot dog, and I had never seen a foot-long hot dog. And he said, he always reminds me, it kept me quiet for two innings. And any time, even now, blessedly he's alive and well, and I get to go to games with him still sometimes. And every time we pass by the concession stand, I look over and they're selling footlongs. That'll keep you quiet for two innings. And we always have that moment. And I even tell the story in the book of taking my oldest daughter to her first game, and my dad was there too. And we did the same thing. And she was we were walking by. And said, we should get her a footlong to keep her quiet for two innings. I'm like, no, Dad, nothing keeps Natalie that quiet for that long. And, I remember being obsessed with baseball, and I remember my mom learning about baseball. She wasn't really a baseball fan, but she learned about it just so she would have something to talk about with me. And so it is something that I say in the book that when you're 6 years old, and they ask you what you want to be, obsessive baseball junkie isn't a real answer. And, in some way I've actually found a way to be an obsessive baseball junkie and at least have that be part of my life.
Michael Carlton, the author of The Shift here on The Attack. Well, to me, you just summed up, and I've had this conversation with other baseball people, other authors, people. You just summed up what exactly baseball needs to do in order to change the demographic and to make sure that baseball continues to thrive. Because My first experience, and I've told this story, I'll keep it short and sweet. I won tickets through selling Boy Scout candy. My dad and I went to Yankee Stadium. It was obstructed view, and I'm talking the old Yankee Stadium, not the right. I got to sit behind the post while he watched the game. Okay, here we are, 50 years later. Right. I still remember it the same way you remember the footlong hot dog.
Oh, sure.
You want to get people to commit to the game. It's not about the fact that the game moves too slowly. It's not about the fact that we need a pitch clock. It's not about the fact that we need to cut it from 3 hours and 17 minutes to 2 hours and 59 minutes, because that 20 minutes doesn't mean a flipping thing. What it matters is getting parents, spouses, whatever the circumstances are, to get their kids to go out to the ballpark and experience the day. You're remembering the footlong hot dog. I'm remembering the obstructed view. Every kid comes away with a memory from their first time at a ballpark. And once you go to the ballpark for the first time, if it's a good weather day, it's a bad weather day, you got to go back. But if it's a good weather day, you're hooked. That's what baseball needs to do.
Yeah, and I live in Atlanta now. And when I took my daughter there, I tease her about this, but she was about to turn five, and so she needed a favorite player. And so she looked, and she's like, well, let's see, Freddie Freeman of the Braves there. He wears number five, and I'm about to turn five, so he's my favorite player.
There you go.
And I'm a pretty good pick for the Braves, but she a couple years later now she's old enough to understand how that's a little silly, but you know, again, that's her memory, and that's as I bring them up, I'm, you know, trying to raise them as good baseball fans. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the thing with the pace of game is that I think that, and I write about this too, is that baseball is kind of misunderstanding it. I say, you know, it's kind of like sending in the JV dancers to do Swan Lake because they pirouette a little faster. You know, the game is naturally supposed to take time.
Right.
You know, I mean, it is. Partly it's just because it's such a grinding daily game. You know, guys need an extra second to kind of gather themselves. They're a little tired, you know. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to go at a nice leisurely pace because it actually conforms really well to the way that human beings tell stories. If you look at film and you look at the art form there, filmmakers don't just show the story at the quickest pace that they can or at real speed. There are points where they slow down, and they'll even use camera tricks where they're using, you know, slow motion film or something like that. And
sure.
I think that baseball does a good job at matching how people perceive information and how they process it. And, you know, as a psychologist, when I was looking through this, I'm like, yeah, this is a really good match. As opposed to, I mean, there's, you know, other sports have they're fun too. But whenever I watch a soccer game, you know, part of my problem is that I'm like, well, what just happened? And I mean, I'm sure something great happened, and these players are very skilled, and they did something that was wonderfully good in soccer. But it just goes so fast that I don't have time to really pull it in. And that's why I think, you know, baseball is that thinking game where you have a few moments to kind of reflect on, okay, what's going on? And you're right. I think that, you know, it had Joey Gallo drop that bunt, that he would have gotten applause because people have time to go and appreciate the thought and counterthought, the move and countermove that happened right there. And so, you know, I mean, that's baseball, and that's what I love about the game is that it is a game of deep thought. But it's also, you know, as I say, a game of inches played at insane speeds. And there just isn't quite a game that I've ever come in contact with that really combines those two in such a beautiful way.
Yep, truth. I've always said on this show that baseball unfurls over the course of the season, and I always thought that was an apt word for it. Hey, real quick before we let you go, Carlos Dansby, he going to make it or he going to be a bust?
Who did you say?
Dansby.
Oh, it is always so hard with prospects because you've got these, the way that the human mind develops, they're all in the middle of this wonderful development time period, and people don't really appreciate that. They always think about the physical development, but the human brain actually matures all the way into your 30s, and so it's it's always tough with prospects because I think a lot of the sink or swim that happens and a lot of the disappointment and the surprise that happens goes back to that, and we have very, very little understanding of that. So I'm always really, really hesitant when people ask me, what about this prospect? I don't know. It, a lot depends on the
That's
cognitive
all right.
development.
you tap dance around that nicely.
Yeah, thank you. For good reason.
yeah, absolutely. Amazon?
Yeah, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you can buy a book. The Shift, The Next Evolution of Baseball Thinking, Triumph Books did it. And you can catch me on Twitter at PizzaCutter4. And I think in my weekly column at baseballprospectus.com, or if you want to read more of my writing.
All right, cool. We'd love to have you back on. It's always fun, and I always love talking baseball. So,
yeah.
Anytime. You're welcome. Hey. It was a nice conversation, you know?
Yes, thank you so much.
When's the next time you're going to a game?
Hopefully very soon. I know my dad's coming down at the Memorial Day, so we're definitely going then, and we'll take my daughters.
All right, well, enjoy your footlong. And
so much.
If you're up here in New York, touch base. Have a great time.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Russell Carlton here in The Attack. The Shift. Check it out. Not so bad. And what has been great is this show. We had a good time today. Lots of good conversation. Lots of stuff going back and forth, and I hope you enjoyed it. I want to thank our guests for coming on board. I want to thank Robert for keeping it all on the air. Hope you enjoyed it.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.